朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
从某一个角度来说，我们这个人不是越变越好，是越变越坏。一年我们会改变很多的。我不晓得在我们谈之前，如果我们花十秒钟一起看看，你从去年到今年，你觉得你是越变越好，还是越变越糟？
因为有一年呢，我跟于师母在这两个时装后回台湾，那时候还很小。
And one year, she asked myself to come to Taiwan.
我想当第一次回台湾。
And you're still very young, it's the very first time you're back to Taiwan.
那正好华航呢有一个特别的promotion，一个优待活动，你只要加50块钱，他让你飞到新加坡住两天。我那天吃的时候才发现，原来这么好吃。
What is eating, man? That was good.
真的很好吃。
Really good.
我现在想到我就想吃了。
I think about it, I want to eat it.
然后我后来才知道不能带到旅馆，我就知道这
个。And then I realized, you really can't take that food to the hotel.
这个没得比的，这好吃。
弟兄姊妹最重要的事就是 Christ， one word is Christ。那第二件事情，第二个最重要的是什么？
什么是
Paul？ 你要
be。
如果不在的话，跟你没有关系。第三个是要 provide。
Thirdly,
to abide. 在圣经里面的话，有两个很重要、很重要的对一个这个句子。
And scripture there are two important phrases.
一个叫做在基督里。
One is in Christ.
一个是基督在我里。
The other one is Christ in me.
今天这两个有没有不同？
我来问你，你说今天这个真的是
有没有不同？
Is it different?
你现在都不敢回答。
And you guys are giving me answers.
在基督里。
In Christ,
讲到一个地位，讲到一个境界。
Speaks of a position, speaks of a realm.
就在美国
，in America，
在美国
，you're in America，
就马上就让人家知道你的境界是在美国。
Everybody who hears it will know that you're in the realm, you're in the realm of America.
那另外一个境界叫做不在美国，就是 outside of 这个 America.
The other realm is outside of America.
就在基督里。
So in Christ,
是这样的境界
Speak of a realm.
那不在基督里
If you're not in Christ,
在哪里
Where are you?
不在哪里
我在这样
不在基督里就都在亚当里
If you're not in Christ, then you are in hell.
我们只有两种的境界可以在
There are only two realms you can exist in.
我生下来就是在亚当里
The day that you were born in hell.
生下来就是在建造的人。
You were in this old creation.
只有当我们接受了耶稣以后
，Only when you receive Jesus，
我们被带到基督里来。
Transferred into Christ，
所以我们换了一个境界。
So you're now in a totally different realm.
我们是完全不同的境界。
We're in a complete different realm.
在基督里
，You're in Christ
新的境界。
It's a new
新的定位。
It's a new position.
新的身份。
It's a new That's a new position.
我们新的前途 ，everything new.
We have a brand new future. Everything is new.
如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，就是以后一切都成为新的。
Any man being Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away.
就在基督里，
讲到信息的
问题。
In Christ, talks about the position of the realm that you are.
讲到定位的问题。
Talks about the position you are.
比较是客观的。
And it's more objective.
在基督里，我们可以得到赦免。
So in Christ.
在基督里面，我们可以与神和好。
In Christ, we reconcile to God.
在基督里面，我们被因信称义了。
In Christ, we are being righteous because of faith.
在基督里面，我们可以与神为乐。
In Christ, we can have joy in the Lord's joy.
啊，我们在基督里面有这么多、这么多、这么多属灵的祝福和应许。
In Christ, we have this abundance of spiritual blessings.
因为我们被放到一个全新的境界，叫做在基督。
Because we are placed in this completely realm called in Christ.
基督在我里呢
？And we say Christ in me.
基督在我里面
，or Christ is in me.
比较是重在主观上。
This is something that's more subjective.
基督成了我的生命
，Christ is my life.
基督成了我的圣洁
，Christ is become my holy.
基督成了我一切一切，他是我的喜乐，他是我的满足，他是我的 everything.
Christ is my everything. He's my joy. He's my satisfaction.
他把我带进一切在基督里该有的福分和应许。
He brings me into this realm of all the blessings that are in Christ.
所以在基督里比较轻松客观。
So being in Christ is more objective than being outside.
基督在我里面比较轻松主观。
Christ in me is something that is more personal, subjective.
那住在基督里跟住基督里有什么样不一样
？I want to ask you about being in Christ and in Christ. What is it different?
对不起，我开口必须先把这些搞清楚，不然我们接下来。
Can you please forgive me? I gotta straighten out all these terminologies for everyone, so you keep going on, everybody can understand.
听清楚了哈，在基督里比较是客观的，基督在我里面是主观的。
In Christ is something that's more objective. Christ in me is something more personal, subjective.
好，那我们现在来看客观的在基督里。
And now we're gonna look at in Christ is objective portion.
那在基督里跟住在基督里有什么不一样
？Speak about in Christ and abiding in Christ is the difference.
住在基督里是讲到客观中的主观。
Abiding in Christ is the
住在基督里是讲到客观中的主观。
Is the truth the subject truth?
这个只有聪明人才听得懂的。
Where's the wise and understanding on top of that?
也就是聪明人才翻译的出来。他这里有点复杂，但是其实你听我讲就不复杂。
I'll try to explain it a little more.
在基督里比较尊重客观。
In Christ, it's something that is more attractive.
你想到一个新的地位、新的自己
，is new position, is new well.
在基督里我得到了很多丰富的应许。
In Christ, I receive all these great blessings.
然后重点在基督里是讲到我在客观中。客观的地位、客观的境界里面，我怎么样真正进入去实现它是自己的？
In Christ, it's me subjectively how I enter into this realm of in Christ, experiencing all the blessings that is in Christ.
所以要跟你讲说，住在基督里是讲到客观中的主观，只有我们在座的人懂。
So we talk about my in Christ is subjective experience, the objective truth, all parts of my
life. 这是真的很重要。
This is very important.
这三个字都重要。
These three words are very important.
第一个基督最重要。
The very first word, Christ.
第二个，你们在基督里，重要，这是我们的基督，我们带来。
Suddenly, in Christ, we have this because we are saved.
我们没有的基督不可能在基督。
You are not saved. There's no way for you to be in Christ.
第三个是 abide in Christ, 或者 abide in Christ, 住在基督里，这是我们得胜的路。
And this third word, abide in Christ, is our only way to be saved.
不光叫我们得胜，能够在基督里。
Now we say that we are now in Christ.
我们是住在基督里，我们可以过就是你。
You abide in Christ, we can be victorious.
我们可以过完全不一样的生
活。We can live a life that is completely different.
曾经有人讲过一句话，不知道是不是女人讲的。
I heard it saying one time, the fellow that started with some lady or some woman that said,
他说所有的男人都会死，但是只有很少的男人真正活过。
And she said, all men will die, but very few men truly live.
这个弟兄们都不可以的。
The brothers of John.
啊，这个话讲的实在很残酷哈。
This world is very cruel.
我所有的男人都会死，但是很少的男人真的活过。
All men will die, only few men truly live.
讲的太残忍，但是我们今天也要讲，就是
But we also want to say something.
所有的基督徒都在基督里。
Every Christian is in Christ.
但是不是所有的基督徒都活在住在基督里。
But not every Christian is abiding in Christ.
住在基督里 ，abide 或者 abiding 都用一个现在或现在进行式。
Abiding in Christ is a present progressive tense.
它是一个持续的事情。
Something that is continually.
它是一个生命的连续。
It is a connection of life.
它不是一个偶然的经历。
It is not something that you experience occasionally or seldom.
虽然我们不成熟的时候，我们常常是一个偶然的经历。
So we are immature. Oftentimes, this is an experience that we have in time.
但是基督所做成的，或是圣灵所让我们进入的，是一种持续的，是一种生命自然的经历。
But what the Holy Spirit is doing, what Christ accomplished, is leading us into this.Progressive continuum.
啊，上海教会长老毕成华长老弟兄，他曾经在生命的信息里面讲过。
Alder in Shanghai, he one time spoke of this particular this message.
他对基督徒跟主之间生命里面的依靠，或是生命里面的连接。
And Christians, the reliance, the connection of their life with the Lord Jesus.
那个不是像汽车没有油的时候去加油。
It's not like a car without gas, so you try to get a station, get more gas.
Oh, I'm so cool, I can find you a whole day.
It's a lot of gas, keep going and drive a long distance.
How's the typical basis in the bus?
It's the relationship between Christian and his Lord.
And it's a big part of the bus.
That relationship of the lines.
And it's just like 器官跟血液的一样
Just like the organs and the blood.
那个血是一直在这里循环，一直在这里循环，一直的是
flowing over and over through your system，
这样子出去，这样子进来，出去出去，这样子进来，它是持续的。
It goes out and in, goes out and in, continual thing。
它不是等到快空了没有了才去接。
It's not that you run empty and then you go to gas。
那就是完全正好，就是我大学我的 roommate 跟我讲的话。
But this use of words that my roommate spoke to me about was how.
或者每个礼拜在学校这个上课忙啊，不是啊，累得不得了。礼拜天是那个车子经常吐过一滴油，滑进家门在医院，他回到教会去认真祷
告。On Sunday, I feel like I can't just run empty and drive into church to get filled up.
他回去弄满了以后，他才回来
公司的一个挥霍，
那就是发生的话，那可以说从那之后，我们觉得这是个非常的就是
因为这个资产都是我们的资产，
不是发生什么。
我们可能真的就是每个礼拜来听个报，然后我们给点力，我们有这个。
So every Sunday we come to work and we get a little charged up and then go back and do it.
那好一点的基督徒呢，是每一次灵修成功祷告的时候，我们被 recharge 的
充电。More mature Christian, every time he has his devotion time, he comes and does his quality time drawing, his Lord is recharged back.
那更好一点的基督徒呢，还包括一天三顿吃饭的时候。
So even better Christian, even while they're saying grace, doing things, they're being charged.
他吃饭完起来，他整个人被圣灵充满了。
And so they say grace, and
they are
actually
feeling
like this.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击。联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。